In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg. This is CPR News. The two remaining Democratic candidates in Colorado's U.S. Senate race came face-to-face virtually last night in a Zoom forum. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
It was the first time former Governor John Hickenlooper and former State House Speaker Andrew Romanoff have participated in an event together since officially making the June 30th primary ballot. Hickenlooper highlighted his record as governor.
We expanded the health care coverage in Colorado more than any other governor in the history of the state. We were able to go out and close coal-fired electrical generation plants, replace them with wind, solar, and batteries. We're the first state to get methane regulations.
Romanoff talked about his time as State House Speaker.
I found a way to bring warring factions at the Capitol together to get things done. Teamed up with a Republican governor to provide the only relief we've seen from Tabor in 28 years. Teamed up with my friend and a Democratic treasurer named Kerry Kennedy and other advocates to create the largest investment in school construction in state history. We got things done.
The progressive group Indivisible No co-hosted the event. Both men are vying to challenge Republican Senator Cory Gardner. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
The Colorado Air National Guard is doing a second flyover today to celebrate frontline responders to the COVID-19 pandemic. The F-16s will primarily fly over healthcare facilities outside of the Front Range in an arc that will cover Granby, Rifle, Grand Junction, Durango, Alamosa, and La Junta. They'll be in the air from 11 a.m. to around 1 p.m. The first flyover earlier this month was unable to cover the whole state due to fuel limitations. Afternoon thunderstorms are likely for Metro Denver today, highs in the lower 70s. Right now, it's 55 degrees in Fruta, 43 in Meeker. This is CPR News.